Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Obstacles to your leadership are ever-present, and how you approach them defines you. It can also drain you, but it can also fuel you. How you wrap your mind around the obstacles you face comes from a constant mindset of curiosity. The behavior is to always be busy in the brain and wondering how to. So the other day when I was working with a leadership team and they shifted gears for a moment, I was introduced to a way of leadership I had not known about until that day. Before I get into the leadership, I want you to think about what you're going to do with your time this summer. How you are going to use the vast opportunities to relax, to grow yourself, and develop so that you are who you need to be, not for yourself, but for others. Where will you find your new knowledge, have your skills honed, explore new perspectives, and find new processes to address traditional problems? How will you develop and evolve to the new conditions that are created every moment of every day? So many of us get comfortable, and then we run to rage when the rules of the games change. When younger or older colleagues come into our collegial sphere and change the norms, so many of us look for ways to work to bring the conversation, rules, and expectations within our own working construct that we fail to grow, and many times we push ourselves towards failure or worse, extinction. That's why the other day when I was sitting in the science building at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, I found myself falling in love with the behavior that I saw outside the window. Now, admittedly, I was there to support a leadership team made up of board members and staff members for a great nonprofit organization, but the action outside got my attention every down moment we had. What I saw got me curious and led to me researching what was going on, and that is what got me thinking about how often we as leaders are quick to face extinction because we don't follow some of the key rules of nature. We are constantly facing extinction because so many of us have an uncharacteristic desire to fight to maintain the status quo. What was outside that window? Now, it was freshman orientation that day, and that was pretty interesting to watch those kids and their parents, but it is not the curious and nervous freshmen that got my attention. It was hundreds of birds. Industrious, energetic, and very active birds. They were all living on the side of the building in the letters of a library and the brick outcroppings. I happened to be working with a team from a nature center, so I asked the people in the room about the birds, and they said, oh, they are cliff swallows. I knew the geography of the area and asked curiously how far away the cliffs were. They kind of laughed at me, and they said, well, there are no cliffs around here. But that bird is a cliff swallow, and they said yes, but the bird had adapted to living on sides of tall human structures like buildings and bridges. Adapted? Not something we're always very good at. I admired the cliff swallows, and the scientists in the room said to me that I should try to watch just one bird and see what they do. So I did, which, by the way, is very difficult when there are hundreds. But here's what I saw. The bird I was watching, which in my head I nicknamed Spark, would fly in these gigantic and grand circles upon leaving the nest, but each time Spark flew back to the nest, out his mate flew. Spark would fly back to the nest and her mate would pop out and do the same. Spark and the mate were hunting bugs and feeding their young little babies. Cliff swallows also have another behavior that I find inspiring. They're highly social, literally hanging out together in large colonies. They preen, which I learned means to clean their feathers. They eat, drink, and bathe together. They're always hanging out and looking out for each other. When there is rain and bugs are scarce, others will fly far away and find swarms and call the entire colony to support the entire colony and get them all fed, never competing, always collaborating. Their nests look like little round beaded brick bowls made by masons, and they have adopted to living anywhere man makes high structures. Mother birds, if their nests are too small for the amount of eggs they've laid, they will actually move their eggs into the nests of another mother, and they will be adopted by the other birds. Spark was awesome to watch, and she inspired me to think about how, over the course of this summer, we need to be like her. We need to evolve as leaders and grow by using our community. I find that too often, when we as learners, teachers, and leaders have the opportunity to relax, we forget that the downtime is our way of re-energizing and growing ourselves mentally and intellectually. As humans, We have evolved considerably using technologies over the millennia. Fire, bronze, wheels, electricity, combustion, the internet. But what about as individuals? Now, sometimes people tell me that I'm an example of evolution because my receding hairline is evidence of evolution and how humans no longer need hair. Nice try. But seriously, how have we taken the world around us and adapted to it in new ways? Well, here are a few considerations for you this summer to think about so that we can be like Spark, the cliff swallow. Cliff swallows are my kind of species, never wasting a moment, always on the move, always working, and always looking out for each other. Humans, especially the best ones, tend to be humble, and often we mistake humility with being quiet. So we need to draw it out of the people around us by creating those conditions. Cliff swallows are not quiet when they learn something new. They call out to the entire community, and they do it to support the happiness and survival of the crew. So when you learn something new that others can benefit from, what is your strategy to support others? Well, obviously you can't stand outside on your front stoop and yell out that you just learned something. Well, I would love to see you do that because, you know, that's the inner practical joker in me that would be satisfied. It's not sensical, but it would be awesome for you and your closest colleagues to create a closed Facebook group to share what you've learned and experienced. It would be awesome for you to use a Twitter feed where you share your learning and experiences. Most of us do that. Yeah, but do you use it as a tool? Because the tool seems to largely be wasted and not concentrated on the development of the group, but more importantly, the entertainment of the group. So do this. Create that internal Facebook page or a hashtag and get people on it. Want my favorite hashtag on Twitter? Buffalo for you. Socialization doesn't have to be virtually. There is great power in bringing people together to have a discussion around a shared interest. Have you ever met women who go away on quilting retreats? I've always been envious of those groups. They get together, share skills, tools, knowledge, and techniques, and come home with a great product. Well, what if we were a little more like that with all of our groups, coming together with a shared problem and sharing what we have while absorbing the wisdom all around us? The question is, why don't we do it? The question is not, why don't I do that? The question is, can you provide the leadership to do that? Spark the Swallow didn't seem like the kind of bird to wait for someone to tell her to preen or eat. She seemed like the kind of bird that would chirp out, let's do this. So as a buffalo leader, you need to provide the leadership to get people together. You'd be amazed at how quickly the birds in your life will fly over if there's an opportunity to socialize while growing and learning, especially if there's a beverage and a snack. Set a date, lock it in, pick the topic, and get people over. Simple. The industriousness of the cliff swallow should not be admired. It should be replicated by us in our downtime. This summer, I suggest you do something you've never done. Build something. Plant something. Go somewhere. Take on an obstacle. So many of my friends will come over to our house and see the treehouse I built with my kids and say, oh, I really wish I could build something like that. And I always say, you can. And they quickly tell me, they can't. Wrong. They won't. You can do anything if you try, and if you can't, you get the colony together to share the wisdom, the tools, and the experiences to put things together that you didn't think you could. Get to it this summer and take some risks. Last, I don't know how old you are, and I don't really care, but you need to surround yourself with mentors. I've always learned from the birds around me, and I've been pecked a few times by them in order to learn and get back on the straight and narrow. So if you are under 40, find a mentor over 40. And build a long-term relationship that you can learn from. But here's a key idea for those of you over 40. You probably have a bunch of people you depend upon to lean into when you need new knowledge. Many of them are your age or older. But if you want to stay relevant, find a mentor that's younger than you. Much younger than you. Under 35. Yep, younger than you. You want to stay relevant? You're not going to be able to do that by hanging out with the people you're aging with. No offense to the people in my generation, but we are only growing to be less relevant in the culture. That is unless, of course, you get a mentor in your life that is younger. Not someone that you're grooming for the future, but someone that is grooming you for the present. Think about it. But don't go out all of a sudden and start dressing like you're 25. You'll get mocked back in the colony. I can guarantee it. Being a buffalo leader and charging into the storm is important, and equally as important is learning from the other species around us. Leadership is fueled by other leaders. their learning, and the skills and knowledge of the entire colony. Leaders need to create the conditions to allow this. With so many people comfortable keeping to themselves, it is important for buffalo leaders to gather the herd and share with them what they've learned. Leaders are humble, but share. Spark would never have survived if she wasn't shown how to. We all have an obligation to ourselves to develop, stay fit, and acquire new knowledge. But we are equally responsible for making certain that those around us get the opportunity to grow on our journey, learn, share, collaborate, and repeat. So let's do some smart thinking. Describe how you provide the leadership to bring people together to learn and grow. List how you can utilize social media platforms to share your newest knowledge and spark others. Identify two people that you could have as informal mentors, one younger and one older. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening, and don't forget to find me on Twitter. You can now follow me at SmartThink6, all one word. Also, please share this episode with others to help me with my mission of helping develop more leaders. And thank you to the Wellpennies for their phenomenal music. This podcast was sparked by Spark, the Cliff Swallow. Sitting in a room of leaders on that day, all I could think about was how a community of people brought together around a common interest really leads us to greater success. The room I was supporting had every age group, and it was fun to be in as we struggled at first and then shared our knowledge, wisdom, and life experiences to get to an end. After all, we as a people need to be together to survive. No longer in the ways of the past when we needed to survive as a species, but now as relevant leaders. Get to it this week and be the one who draws everyone else together. So often we are just waiting, and that is a waste. Be Spark. Find commonality. Seek people with opposing gifts and mindsets. Come together and be innovative. Well, that's Buffalo. And the colony and the herd, well, they're simply waiting for you. Yes, you. To pull them all together to grow as a group.
know.